That's when I flew my first flight into space, Space Shuttle Discovery to the Hubble Space Telescope. But the work that the UN does in promoting spaceflight and supporting spaceflight is critical. Had I known that, I would have mentioned that fact more often than I do.
How have you used your role as the champion for space to push forward the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development?
I try to do as much as I can as an advocate for spaceflight and promoting the UN Office of Outer Space Affairs for spaceflight and sustainable development. Today we had a big meeting about women in space, Space for Women is what it was called, and also had the privilege of meeting with some really young but incredibly accomplished people, spending some time with them and sharing my thoughts on spaceflight.
You have been on numerous space missions. What observances have you made on how different the ambiance is when women are involved?
As far as what they contribute, the women I've worked with, very accomplished, technically competent, added the same level of expertise and experience and operational skill as the men did. But also, women in general, they're sensitive to emotional things. And I found, I did three spacewalks on my last flight, and the CAPCOMs, those are the folks on the ground, astronauts on the ground that talk to you in space, and they were both women. From a technical perspective, the man I had doing it, astronaut, and the two women, same job, technically keeping track of what we're doing, giving us advice. But I noticed that the women were more sensitive to how we were doing, how are we feeling. And that made me feel like they were more in this situation with me. And I think that is the empathy coming through and adding to this very, very complicated activity we were trying to accomplish.
How can we encourage more women and girls to consider careers in science?
Separating women and girls from men in my mind in this area is kind of hard to do, because I was a kid that was not interested in science and math. It was impossible for me to be good at these subjects until I found the thing that motivated me. And it came in the form of a book, The Right Stuff. Was able to relate to the characters, which were real people. And it made me decide that I wanted to try to be like those guys. And to do that, I needed to be a good student. I needed to be an engineer or a scientist. And that spark is what got me involved in the STEM subjects and made me successful. And I think it was basically role models. For me as a man, it was male role models. Mostly female role models are what young girls are going to need to inspire them, because you look towards your role model. If they're more like you, they tend to inspire you more.
So how do we find these female role models?
Work hard, never give up, never stop looking for them. Through the course of my career, I've noticed incredible changes. You know, I was lucky when I was a kid. I had two role models, my grandmother and my mother, that were very strong, motivated, accomplished women. And I also had a father, despite his kind of like outwardly gruff exterior. He was absolutely like race, color, gender blind. Finding people like that in your lives and networking and putting the right people together with the right people is something I think we need to continue to work on. But like I said, in my experience, I was a military pilot. When I went into the Navy, I was in a squadron with like maybe 40 other officers, all men, one African American. A woman in that career field at that time, seeing a woman officer or even an enlisted person in where I was working, it's almost like seeing a unicorn. Fast forward 25, 30 years later, and the previous astronaut class we picked, 5 men, 5 women. So 50-50. I'm looking forward to the day when it's 60-40. 6 women and 4 men.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience?
My background is spaceflight. Having had the privilege to spend a lot of time on an International Space Station, 500 days of my life, and get to know this place intimately and understand just how complicated it is and how I think it's the hardest thing we have ever done, that I was inspired that if we can build and operate this facility that is a benefit for all the people of Earth, if we can do this, we can do anything.